The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And it's always a fun day when we get to do radio here in our studio, here in our building in Southern California. We're thrilled that you've joined us today. And we've got another fun show for you this week. We're talking about osteobone health this week. Actually, I think almost 50% of all women between the ages of 45 and 70 will suffer from some sort of bone loss and bone issues. But it doesn't just affect women. It affects men, too. It affects people of all ages. More and more, I think, as people, as our diets are not as good as they used to be, perhaps. We eat a lot more fast food, a lot more sodas, things like that. We have weakened bones, and you hear about younger people breaking bones, and young people suffer from weakened bones also. So we're going to get into all those issues, things that you can do, things that you should be thinking about, products you might consider taking that can help support good, healthy bone structure. But before we do all that, we need to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
Well, our major connecting hub is www.cohradio.com. Now, of course, if you've been a longtime listener, you can reach us at crossroadsofhealthradio.com, www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And so both of those will get you to the same place, but we wanted to make it easy for you. If you wanted to type a little less, you can just type in cohradio.com.
There you go. And this week for our talking points, I actually have one on osteoporosis, because that's obviously very germane to the subject matter we're discussing this week. So, as I said earlier, in the United States, nearly 50% of all women between the ages of 45 and 70 suffer from some degree of osteoporosis. This disorder, which translates literally as porous bones, is so common that we tend to think of its effects: frailty, broken bones, back pain, and stoop posture, and the so-called Dowager's hump, as the normal results of aging. In reality, osteoporosis is a condition brought on by faulty dietary and lifestyle habits, so much of which we have here in the United States. As I mentioned, just fast food, a lot of sodas, a lot of sugar, all those things, hormone issues, which we discussed in another show, but we're going to touch on that in this show also, because that is significant too. But studies of cultures that have more healthy lifestyles than Americans do find that osteoporosis, the occurrence of it, is much more rare. Childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood are the prime opportunities for building healthy bones. Bones reach their greatest mass and density at around age 30. After that, they begin to weaken progressively until we give it up one day. Some bone loss is entirely normal and not terribly worrisome. But when the process is accelerated, the bones turn frail and brittle. Unfortunately, the disorder rarely rings any warning bells until serious damage is already done. The first sign may be a minor fall or an accident that results in a broken bone or back pain caused by a collapsed vertebra. Researchers have found that there is a connection between a dysfunctional immune system also and osteoporosis. A group of immune cells known as cytokines can initiate a type of inflammatory response that leads to bone breakdown. Fortunately, a healthy diet and lifestyle, hormone balance, and specific nutritional supplements contribute to normal cytokine activity. Hormone balance is critical for good bone density. A good example is a premenopausal woman who has her ovaries removed. Studies show that this can lead to a sudden drop in bone density due to low estrogen and progesterone levels. Many hormones are important for bone cell activity, known as osteoblasts. We're going to talk about that later, about osteoclasts and osteoblasts. But estrogen and progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, growth hormone, and calcitonin are all hormones that are kind of involved in that process. On the other hand, excessive levels of cortisol, thyroid, and parathyroid hormones can lead to bone loss. Diet is important for strong bones. A healthy eating plan should include foods that are rich in bone-building minerals, such as green leafy vegetables. We all know we don't eat enough of those, right? So gotta increase those green leafy vegetables. And then nuts and seeds, flax, soy, and fish. Now, soy, this is something that we need to think about because soy so often is full of genetically modified organisms. It's heavily pesticided. So I would really be careful with the soy, but certainly the green leafies, the nuts and seeds, flax, fish, you obviously want to get wild caught and mm-hmm. healthy, not with a bunch of heavy metals.
Yeah, because even like the farmed salmon, they feed them the GMO soy and on and on. So yeah, I mean, all good things if you're getting it from the correct food chain supply. You gotta follow the supply up and make sure you're getting it from the right places.
Yeah, don't just assume that everything you're getting is healthy. You really got to do your homework. And that's really why we do this show, is to be helpful to you. So on the other hand, soda pop, caffeine, salt, and alcohol all contribute to bone breakdown when consumed in excess. Research has shown that a diet that tends toward alkalinity improves bone density. One of the best ways to prevent bone loss or halt its progress is to engage in weight-bearing exercise also. This stimulates bone cell formation. So many vitamins and minerals are required for healthy bones. Calcium is the obvious one, but we're going to talk more about the others in this show. But, you know, vitamin D, boron, silicone, vitamin C, strontium, vitamin K, so many different things are involved in healthy bone formation. People think, oh, I've got calcium, that's all I need. No, you need far more than that. And we're going to talk about why those things are important. So a combination of a good diet, exercise, and nutritional supplements is important for healthy bones. So just keep all that in mind. And then later we're going to talk about things that in your diet that specifically can lead to accelerating bone loss and porous bones, things like that. So anyway, that's on osteoporosis. There's some other stuff here. I think I'm going to read a few of these studies just to be helpful here. So a lot of people talk about milk. A 12-year study of more than 77,000 women, that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Found that those who drank more than 14 glasses of milk a week, so two a day, had, guess what, a 45% more incident of hip fractures as compared to women who consumed one glass a week or less. So milk may not be all that it's chalked up to be. You might want to consider that. And then according to a number of studies, including a review in the American Journal of Cardiology, 30 to 50% of the general U.S. population has a vitamin D deficiency. And I want to talk about that for just a minute because we just had Cassidy's and Courtney's, my two daughters, their blood work done. We didn't have a full blood panel done because it wasn't time for that, but there were some specific things we wanted to test for because they're in that those teen years when a lot of things are changing in a woman's body. So anyway, but Cassidy, she was suboptimal on a few things, on her fish oil and on her vitamin D. Now, typically a blood panel on vitamin D, the measurement to be in range is 30 to 100. I forget what the specificity, but the number is 30 to 100. I forget what the measurement, what exactly that is at the moment. But anyway, that is true. So that you can go to the doctor who says, oh, you're in range, you're 35 or you're 32. And that's about where my girls tend to run. But there are many studies now showing that you really want to have your vitamin D over 50. And it relates to some very serious diseases, serious problems, osteoporosis. So you don't want to be suboptimal on your vitamin D. You want to be above 50 if at all possible. And I will tell you, I personally consume 12,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, and that puts me just above 50. So, you know, some people are taking 2,000. Maybe that's enough for you. Maybe it's not. Depends if you're out in the sun. Depends how well you're absorbing it. But you really want to have your doctor ask him for your vitamin D, and you really want to be above that 50 number if at all possible.
I actually have to take 5,000 a day based on blood work that Dr. Singler did on me several years ago. I mean, I should probably refresh that sometime soon, but I do take additional D3 as well. And Rick, you know, that study that you mentioned on milk, I wanted to expand on that because there's another little thing here that talks about why milk is not necessarily helpful. It may surprise you to learn that countries where people drink the most milk are also those with the highest rates of osteoporosis. This may be due to the fact that lactose intolerance and casein, which is the protein found in cow's milk, allergies are very common and lead to malabsorption. Also, calcium from cow's milk is not well absorbed at a rate of 25%. Milk products can also lead to other health problems as well, so don't rely on them as a source of calcium. Unsweetened cultured yogurt is an exception. I had heard that about milk years ago. So, you know, the major campaigns out there, I mean, people enjoy milk, and I know my husband does too.
There's something in Washington, D.C. called lobbyists, and they sort of pay a lot of money to control what media information you're getting out there. So you really want to think for yourself, try and find some good resources that really are going to give you the truth and help you to have a healthy lifestyle. So I would tell you, in our house, we drink rice milk. I'll have, you know, my mocha latte coffee or whatever, all of that, you know, a few times a week. But generally, we don't drink milk in our house unless milk is called for in a recipe. When we have, my girls have cereal, it's rice milk. And we do that for that specific reason, because we just don't buy into the whole milk lobbyist messaging campaign. So
now I have an article today that is titled "A Tasty Way to Save Your Thinning Bones." So we really are like hyper focused here on your bone health this week.
Yes, we are.
It's here at last, a proven way to protect your bones that won't actually break them. That's the story with bone drugs, as I'm sure you've heard. Women who take these popular meds to stop painful breaks and fractures don't always get the protection they were promised. And some of them get the opposite, sudden and devastating breaks that can lead to crippling injuries and permanent disability. But new research reveals a way to get true protection. And you don't need a drug at all. In fact, this one starts with something you probably already love and might even have on your table right now, a bowl of grapes. The great grape secret to bone protection. Grapes and other rich dark fruits and vegetables contain a compound called resveratrol, a polyphenol famous for protection against the damage of age. Now, the new study finds that it can protect your bones too. The more resveratrol you get from your diet, the lower your risk of one of the most debilitating bone breaks of all, hip fracture. In the new study, women with the highest daily intake of resveratrol had an 80% lower risk of hip fracture compared to women with the lowest. It seems resveratrol may help stop the loss of minerals in the bone, a problem many older women face that leads to weaker bone, prone to osteopenia and osteoporosis, along with breaks and fractures. Resveratrol is often called the red wine compound because it's found in the skin of red grapes, which is what gives the wine its color. But most wine is actually very low in resveratrol. Okay, so that may be like some people's preferred way to get it.
I just had a whole gallon of wine and I don't feel anything. No.
Yes, at some point the alcohol in the wine may be undoing some of the health benefits. The proof is even in the new study. The women weren't wine drinkers. They were getting their resveratrol from foods, especially those grapes. When they broke it down to specific foods, grapes alone can cut the risk of hip fracture almost in half. Not all grapes are equal when it comes to resveratrol. Green grapes contain very little. So if you want the benefits, eat red or purple grapes. A single cup of these darker grapes can give you more than four times the resveratrol of the average bottle of red wine. Some other berries, including blueberries, also contain resveratrol, and it's also found in peanuts. Interesting. But to really hit the level seen in the best studies, you'll need a supplement. So I have to tell you that it's funny because, you know, when we're going into these shows, we always kind of try to focus on, you know, very specific things that we want to talk to you about, because we make over 100 different formulas.
Our executive producer tells us, she's listening to this, and she tells us, stop adding more products. So please try to stay focused this week. We're going to throw in one more product. So we have four this week. She says try and do two or three, but we're going to do four because we have this great research on resveratrol.
Yes. So we do have a standalone resveratrol, and you do get 250 milligrams of resveratrol. And ours is sourced from Polygonum cuspidatum, which is actually Japanese knotweed. So now, grapes are not the only source of resveratrol. Japanese knotweed is actually an abundant source of resveratrol. And it's also at a much less risk of dealing with the pesticides that you really have to avoid when it comes to grapes, because grapes are very heavily pesticided. So we use the Polygonum cuspidatum. And the great thing is, too, is it may be a weird thing to explain, but it's a 50% material. So with less material, you get a greater yield of resveratrol. So we're able to give you a really good concentration of resveratrol without having to take a bunch of different pills.
Let me talk about that just for a sec. Years ago, there was a brand, I'm not going to mention who they were, but so you get this Polygonum cuspidatum standardized on 50% resveratrol. So that means in order to give you 250 milligrams of resveratrol, I had to put 500 milligrams of the material in there to give you the right yield. And that's just the way it is. And then we put in little overages to deal with some other, you know, variances, like little weight variances, things like that. As a manufacturer, we know how all that works. But I will tell you, this other company, they said 250 milligrams resveratrol as, and it was just 250 milligrams of the material. But they tried to do some fancy labeling. And first of all, it's illegal, but you need to be careful how you read labels, because they were only putting 250 milligrams of the actual material. So you're really only getting 125 milligrams of the resveratrol. So, you know, and some companies use different percent strengths and different things, but we use a 50% material. And that's just the way manufacturers work. If you do that and you get a 50% material, obviously it has to be times two on the actual material. So just be careful when you're reading the labels and make sure you're looking at things and you have understanding of those things. So we want to get into some more osteobone specific issues. Earlier I mentioned about hormones and how they can affect your body's ability to be able to manufacture new bone and resorb old bone. And it's really worth talking about this. We did another show on hormones where we talked about this, but this show is specific to osteobone health. So I want to just talk about this a little bit. So bones are living tissues, and unlike teeth, they can grow as the body grows, and mend when broken and continually renew themselves throughout life. That's a big key. So they're continually renewing themselves. And if they don't, they become brittle and frail, and you can get hip fractures and all kinds of other things. Bone can be thought of as mineralized cartilage. So that's why all the minerals that we talked about earlier, and we're going to talk about that more, they're so important. So bone forming cells, osteocytes, differentiate into osteoclast and osteoblast varieties. So the whole bone forming cell category, there's two different types. So the osteoclast cells continually travel through bone tissue looking for older bone previously mineralized and in need of renewal. Osteoclasts resorb or dissolve away such bone, leaving tiny unfilled spaces called lacunae behind. Osteoblasts then move into these spaces and produce new bone. This astounding process of continual resorption by osteoclasts and new bone formation by osteoblasts is called remodeling. It is the mechanism for the remarkable repair abilities and the continuing strength of our bones. At any stage in life, one's bone status is a product of the balance between these two functions of bone resorption and new bone formation. If the two processes are in balance, like they're supposed to be, bone mass and bone strength remain constant. During the years of our major skeletal growth, osteoblast-mediated new bone formation dominates. During one's post-pubertal years, the processes are usually balanced. Osteoporosis is bone mass loss as a result of osteoclast dominance, more osteoclast-mediated bone resorption than osteoblast-mediated new bone formation. Decreased bone mass may also result from deficiency of other nutrients, which we'll talk about, like I said, vitamin D and magnesium, calcium, all those different things. So anyway, so that's some just really good kind of physiological information about how things work. And I want to talk a little bit more about the hormones. So present evidence suggests that estrogen's actions regarding bone are related solely to osteoclast mediation of bone resorption. And then a lack of estrogen stimulates production of interleukin 6, which stimulates growth of osteoclasts. So lack of estrogen, thus increasing bone resorption. This is where the whole push for supplementing estrogen has come in, because estrogen, it stimulates, or it well, lack of estrogen stimulates the osteoclastic activity. So as you take estrogen, it slows down that activity. But nobody's talking about the progesterone, which stimulates osteoblasts or the reformation of bone. Those things are so important to understand. So, and then when you get into the hormones, there is some evidence that suggests that synthetic progesterones, progestins, they do have some ability to slow down the osteoclastic activity, to stimulate the osteoblastic activity or the bone, the new formation of bone, but then natural progesterone to a much greater degree stimulates osteoblastic activity. So when you compare synthetic versus natural, the natural bioidentical hormones, whether it's estrogen or progesterone or even testosterone, that in our opinion is what you'd want to focus on, because that's identical to what's found in the human body. So anyway, just hopefully some helpful information about the hormones. We're out of time for segment two. We'll be right back. Segment three of Crossroads of Health.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. And today, we are talking about an issue that affects so many of us, particularly women, but also definitely men, and that is osteoporosis and bone health, overall bone health. So, if you missed any part of the show, please go check out the archive at www.cohradio.com or www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So either way, you'll get to the same place. If you are looking for the Osteo Bone Health or any of these other products in store year round, we do sell all of our products nationwide, but there's only one place that you can find every single formula, and that is on our web affiliate supplements.one. Now, that's very unique because we make over 100 different products. Most, even some of our biggest and best retail partners can usually only carry about 30, 35 of the different products that we make. So we always want to make sure that you have one single hub. But the great thing is that supplements.one will also honor fantastic deep discount coupon codes that we will give you each week as a Crossroads of Health listener. So this week, our code is going to be pretty, but you're going to have to wait to find out what kind of discount you'll get using the word pretty and why we chose it in our Getting to Know You segment. Now, I know that Rick has some really good information for you, expanding a little bit more on what causes bone breakdown.
I want to talk a little bit about dietary factors. There are specific factors that are deleterious or damaging to bone, and we want to be careful about those things because, you know, as we said, nutritional supplementation is important, dietary factors are important, hormone balance is important. If you kind of think of those three things, hormones, nutritional supplements, and diet, those are probably the big keys when it comes to healthy bones. So the first thing is protein. Now, we do live in a world where ketogenic diets are becoming very important, and I understand why, and the whole issue with blood sugar and, you know, simple carbohydrates, complex carbs. I will tell you for myself and my wife, Julie, and we've talked to Mark Singer about this. He's not a big fan of eating, consuming a lot of carbs. And just because that's where the science, that's what it's showed. But I just said, look, if I don't get up in the morning, eat some sort of complex carb, like grain, like brown rice. I don't really eat brown rice for breakfast, but what I do eat is something called quinoa. Most of you are familiar with quinoa, South American grain, non-gluten. Complex carbs, they trickle blood sugar into the bloodstream. If you get up and you have, you know, coffee and a Danish, well, now you're going to dump a bunch of blood sugar in the bloodstream and you're going to over-secrete insulin. You're going to get a headache. You're going to not think clearly because then your blood sugar is going to be in the tank about 90 minutes later. Then you're going to want to eat some other kind of sugar or caffeine to spike you up again and back down. And we've done shows on blood sugar talking about those things. But for me, those complex carbs throughout the day are really, really important for both Julie and myself. So, and I talked to Dr. Singer about this, and he said that some people, that's how it is for them. And I said, okay, well, that's how it is for us. So we eat those complex carbs. So anyway, I'm just saying on this with the protein, though, a lot of people tend to overconsume protein, and you do want to be careful in that too. So protein, according to some of the studies, these are back in the probably in the 90s, even the 80s, so it is a while ago, but they showed about 1.5 to 2 ounces of protein per day, or 40 to 60 grams. But one thing that I've never understood, I used to think, gosh, that's not a lot. Does that mean 1.5 to 2 ounces of meat? Well, in this, this guy named Dr. Lee, he said most meats are approximately 25% protein. Chicken, turkey, cheese, and fish are 25 to 30% protein. Beans, peas, and nuts are approximately 10 to 12% protein. Other vegetables range from 3.5 to 10% protein. And one egg, as an egg white, so it has 0.22 ounces of protein. And I know Melody was doing some number crunching earlier.
It's almost 16%. So it's almost 16%.
So protein. if you think of food by weight, you think most food anywhere ranging from vegetables, which we're just going to hold vegetables, say forget that. Take beans, peas, nuts, and then meats, and then eggs or egg whites. You're anywhere from 10 to 12% all the way up to 30% with chicken, turkey, cheese, and fish. So at the 1.5 to 2 ounces per day, now you're looking at, you know, 6, 8, 10 ounces a day is probably a good amount of protein, depending on, you know, on if you're working out, things like that. So the one thing people that they don't may not know is excess protein in the body, it must be excreted. It's catabolized, and the waste products are excreted in the urine. The renal excretion of protein waste products include urinary excretion of calcium. So when you overeat protein, you're getting rid of calcium. That's really important for the bones. It's not just calcium, but calcium is obviously a big player in that. So that's one thing. You want to watch your protein intake. Then diuretics, those can have a negative impact on excretion of minerals in the body. You want to guard those minerals. Remember earlier we talked about bone being sort of a home for all these minerals and really, really important. Then antibiotics. So why are antibiotics potentially harmful to overall bone health? Well, because antibiotics destroy gut ecology. What is made in the gut? One of the things is vitamin K, is at least partly made in the gut. So if you don't have vitamin K, as Melody's mentioned so often on these radio shows, what did you say? The traffic director?
The traffic director. I pictured as being like the little guy with the orange cones, like waving the traffic in the right direction. Or you see the guys with their little headphones telling the plane where to land or come over here.
There you go. So and keep in mind that so many of our products, we have therapeutic dosages of the probiotics so as to maintain that gut ecology. It's not that you should never take an antibiotic. It's just that if you do, you need to re-inoculate the gut with the good bacteria, because the good bacteria dies very rapidly with antibiotics. Then fluoride, this is something that we've mentioned from time to time, but for some years, fluoride enthusiasts claim fluoride is good for the bones. The fact is that fluoride may slightly increase the X-ray appearance of bone mass, but the resultant bone is of inferior quality and actually increases the risk of hip fracture. This is found not only in fluoride doses used in osteoporosis therapy, but also in doses obtained in fluoridated communities. So a lot of fluoridated water out there. Fluoride is a potent enzyme inhibitor, and in bone causes pathological changes leading to increased risk of fracture. Fluoride in all its forms, including toothpastes, should be avoided, according to Dr. John Lee, who is a medical doctor. And then also metabolic acidosis, eating a lot of foods that acidify the body. You want to eat those leafy green vegetables. You want to have more of an alkaline, a little on the alkaline side in your bloodstream and your saliva and your urine. So many of us, sugar, the things that we do, they create a sort of a metabolic acidosis. So it's really important to try and have at least a neutral blood pH. So, and then alcohol abuse, that can be a problem. And then hyperthyroidism. So all those things can be contributing factors, and they are things that are controllable in your diet.
It's interesting though, like the alkaline concept, and somebody explained this to me years and years ago, and I'll try to regurgitate it as eloquently as possible. They talked about even the concept of taking a buffered form of vitamin C versus a non-buffered form of vitamin C as being wanting to create the most balanced form of a nutrient that you can possibly take, whereas many vitamin C's can be acidic. If you take anything into your body that tends to be in a more acidic state, it's going to try and balance. And how's it going to do that? By pulling calcium potentially from your bones and teeth. And so even the concept of taking a balanced buffered calcium buffered vitamin C sort of feeds into that mentality of you want to keep your body more on the side of alkaline, not acidic, because an acidic body could potentially also cause more quick, rapid bone leaching as well. So it's just an interesting thought there to sort of,
yes,
sort of think about.
For sure. And I'm looking at the OsteoBone formula. I remember years ago, Dr. Stengler saying when he formulated this, that studies have shown that potassium is actually a great alkalinizer in the bloodstream. So some bone formulas don't have potassium. This has the 99 milligrams, and it is, and as usual, all these minerals are Albion chelates, which is really powerful. But the potassium, studies have shown that's a great alkalinizer. So that's really important. And then just regarding the acid alkaline balance, since we're kind of on that, there's also spirulina, alfalfa herb powder, and organic chlorella powder in here. And that is simply because those greens are things that alkalinize the blood, the saliva, and the urine. You really, not having that metabolic acidosis, this can help you to alkalinize the bloodstream, which, because when your blood is acid, then you're going to tend to lose more minerals and you're going to have weakened bone structure. And then, of course, the vitamin D3 in here, 1,000 IUs. As I said, you know, this is a good start. Our multis have, I think 400 IUs of vitamin D. But then, you can certainly supplement far beyond that to be at that 50 level that we talked about earlier in the show. And the calcium in this, we use a microcrystalline hydroxyapatite. That's the MCHA form of calcium. We use that as our first form of calcium because that was what Dr. Stengler said years ago. That's what the studies have been based upon. So he said we really want to use that. But then, of course, we also use the Albion. We use the calcium citrate. Also because calcium citrate has been touted as being absorbed in the body in high or low stomach acid. So that's really important. So anyway, and then of course, calcium, it's at 1,000 milligrams. The magnesium is balanced at a 2-to-1 at 500 milligrams. And I don't know, and I'm sure I've missed a few things that Melody probably wants to chime in on. Oh, but look, we're out of time. Oh, so I guess we will be right back. So please stay tuned and we'll finish up with OsteoBone Health. There you go.
We've got more.
So we'll be right back.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And before the break, I was trying to get through the whole OsteoBone Health formula, but I just ran out of time. So Melody is going to help finish that up. But before we do that, if you are just tuning in, you can always go to cohradio.com. You can check out all of our archive shows there. You can get any part of this show. You can also connect to supplements.one, our internet partner that carries all of our products every day at 10% below MSRP. And you can also get to Emerald Labs to get more information on these products from there. So, Melody, I'm sure there's things that I've missed that you want to discuss.
Well, you know, the great thing is that we have, you know, several of the nutrients that you find in the OsteoBone Health. There's a few of these that we actually have as standalones because as a standalone, they're uniquely able to help support various things in your body. But OsteoBone Health is another, yet another one of the formulas that I love to call the kitchen sink formula, because it's giving you everything in one complex formula. And in this case, it's to help support healthy bones. So one of the primary nutrients that we include in here is the mineral magnesium. Now, magnesium is really important because it does help to form the compounds that make up your bones. But we do use a specific blend in the OsteoBone Health. And there's a reason for that in this particular case. And that's actually because we want to try and condense this formula. Any amazing mineral formula, like a bone formula, calcium formula, magnesium, it's going to have more capsules to it because of elemental yield issues. But I want to bounce this particular issue back to Rick to explain a little further on the magnesium for you.
We always like to use Albion Minerals wherever we can. Generally, Albion Minerals, most minerals, you're looking at a 15, 20, 25% elemental. So to get 1,000 milligrams, that means you got to put 4,000 milligrams of material in there. Magnesium oxide is unique in that that molecule is a 60% strength material. And so even though magnesium oxide is not the mineral that I would always choose, and the reason most people might have some issues with magnesium oxide is because that molecule has what's called a very strong hydration shell, which means it pulls a lot of moisture into large intestine when it's going through large intestine. It's not an absorption issue. It's just that sometimes when people take magnesium oxide, they get some loose stools. And so it's not that it's not absorbed well. It's just that some people don't like getting loose stools. So in this formula, the beauty of it, though,
and some people actually take it specifically to help them go. But well, in this case, it's a bone formula. So
exactly. And the beauty of this formula is Dr. Stang wants to get the 1,000 milligrams calcium, 500 magnesium, because that's what the research is based upon. But it's 6 capsules per serving. If we were using pure Albion magnesium, this would have been 8, maybe 10 capsules per serving. And people are they're not going to do that. They're like, 6 is as many as I want to take. But you can take 3, or you can take 2, or you can take whatever you want. But 6 is the max dose. And this won't give you trouble with the magnesium oxide Albion magnesium blend. But that's why we did that, because we want to make sure we could get it all in 6 capsules. And it's not an absorption issue. It's just a lot of moisture being pulled in the large intestine. So hopefully that clarifies.
Yes, but on a side note, because we are talking about bone health, we do actually offer pure chelated Albion magnesium as a standalone in a 400 milligram per serving formula. And that's actually available as a standalone for any of you who want to increase your uptake of magnesium. There's a lot of people who are magnesium deficient, and deficiency can cause nausea, vomiting, weakness, appetite loss, and it's actually something that can contribute even to seizures, muscle contractions, changes in heart rhythm, and it can also lead to low potassium and low calcium in your blood. So, you know, people who have even restless leg syndrome find that magnesium oftentimes for them can be helpful. So magnesium is really important for bone, healthy bone development, but it's also really important for many, many other things in your body.
And I will tell you, from doing blood work at Dr. Stengler's for myself, my wife, my 2 daughters, we all tend to run a little light on the magnesium, and we all supplement magnesium, and we do the straight Albion chelated magnesium. And I can tell you, I've taken 600 milligrams, 6 capsules that a day, like 3 in the morning, 3 at night, and I don't have any loose stool issues, because the way the hydration shell on that molecule works is very different than the magnesium oxide, so it doesn't pull the heavy amount of moisture in a large intestine better that way, just because you don't get the loose stools. So anyway, so that's a great thing you can supplement with, and so many people tend to be deficient in magnesium anyway. So we talked about the OsteoBone Health, great product. We talked about all the reasons why you should consider that: hormones, dietary lifestyle, and nutritional supplements. We talked about our magnesium. And then what have we not talked about anything else, Melody?
The CalMag citrate. So we do have a CalMag citrate, and that gives you calcium and magnesium. Not necessarily like such a big formula for overall OsteoBone support. We do have CalMag citrate available. We do have magnesium as a standalone, and we're throwing in resveratrol. This show went by so quickly. We do actually want to tell you why we chose the code PRETTY this week, PRETTY. To save you 45% off of the OsteoBone Health, the CalMag citrate, the magnesium, and the resveratrol this week when you check out on supplements.one. Rick, Why did you choose pretty?
Just nodding my head in semi-disgust.
Actually, yeah. I chose the word pretty, but...
We are going to upload this picture on social media. My wife was so nice to send me a text with a picture of this game. My daughter, I have two daughters, so when they were young, they wanted to play... I'm sorry, I'm going to pull up this text here just so I can see. It is the pretty... Pretty Princess game, the Cinderella version, and it comes with earrings and bracelets and a crown, and you spin this little thing, and it and whoever gets a crown in the end wins the game, and the crown can be stolen. And so anyway, so I played one time, and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, this is humiliating. And my daughters, they were so young, and I'm like, I'm sorry, girls. This is the first and last time Dad's going to play this game with you. I play any other game. We played Monopoly, all kinds of other games. I love games. That one, no. So I'm going to upload
a girl,
picture.
Daddy.
Yes. So I'm going to upload this picture of all the beautiful things that you can see that I got to wear in this game. And I'm just not, that's not kind of who I am. I'm more of kind of a man's man, kind of guy. So anyway, so there you go. So that's where the term pretty comes from. Melody's daughter, that's wonderful. She was showing me videos. Anyway, go ahead, Mel. This is great.
Oh, man. Well, I have to tell you, my husband's a girl daddy too. So he feels your pain. It's definitely, it's a special thing to be a girl daddy, but you get wrangled into some very, very girly things when you only have girls. So, you know, I have two daughters and they're pretty little, and my oldest is 6 and she still likes to dress up, but she's not quite as much of a fancy pants as her little sister. So Allie is only 3 right now and she is all about it. So that girl will come out. It's either something very fancy and princess. So when she comes out dressed in her fancy things and her little light up Elsa shoes from Frozen, and, she'll wear a dress and she has this wig that's absolutely ridiculous. I bought this rainbow wig a couple years ago around Halloween for the kids to play dress up. And it's mangled. It's been shoved into the dress up box. It's been pulled out. It's been dragged all around the house. But she comes out and she's got her rainbow wig on and she's got her little shoes. So it's either super duper fancy or it's superhero. And so this year, both of my kids are actually planning on dressing up as superheroes, and she embodies the character. So my sister always keeps dress up things for the kids, and there's one outfit that's like a luchador outfit. And
you have to tell them what that
Mexican
is.
Mexican wrestler.
I didn't know what that was.
Mexican wrestler. So they wear like the zipper masks and capes sometimes, and they're very wild. And so she got a hold of this luchador outfit. Now she doesn't know it's a luchador. She still thinks it's Batman, but she really embodies like the luchador, and she'll swing the cape around and, you know, and then she's has a Riddler costume and a little mask, and she comes out with a saber. And anyway, so it's a whole lot of fun watching the kids play dress up. And that's why we chose the code PRETTY this week. And PRETTY will save you again 45% off, an additional 45% off the already everyday discount price of 10% off at supplements.one on any of our Osteobone, CalMag Citrate, Magnesium, and Resveratrol this week.
There you go. Thank you all for joining us. We're always so happy for those of you that join in with us. We try and make the show interesting for you. Please join us again next week for another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.